that's what I am. I'm in love with everybody. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I let the sunshine chase those clouds away. For as long as the sun shines, there's no rainy day. Happy-go-lucky, I sing my song. Life is fantastic, won't you come along? You'll be feeling great, time to celebrate. You can be happy, go lucky, all the time. Happy-go-lucky, that's what I am. I'm in love with everybody. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I let the sunshine chase those clouds away. For as long as the sun shines, there's no rainy day. Happy-go-lucky, I sing my song. Life is fantastic, won't you come along? You'll be feeling great, time to celebrate. You can be happy, go lucky, all the time.
All right, I hope you're happy and getting lucky wherever you are. You're listening to WOOD Radio. It's April 14, 2020, and this is the third show in our series called Pandemic Music to Live By. Hope you're all doing well, staying in splendid isolation wherever you are, hopefully with someone you love during this historic moment in our collective lives. This is Rockin' Randy, and I'm doing just fine up here at the Standing Oak Media Studios, located on beautiful Outlaw Ridge, somewhere deep in the woods of Maine. Well, that opening tune was by a gentleman named Walter Simmons, who lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan. place I called home for quite a while. The recording apparently was made in 2005. Walter just wandered into the community radio station in Grand Rapids, WYCE on Bridge Street, and left the CD. A friend of mine, Tim, was running the station at the time, and he shared the CD with me. Again, not a lot of information on Walter, but somebody who obviously loves to sing and play the keyboards, a great little jazz piece to get us started with this week on Pandemic Music to Live By. So it's April here in Maine, in the middle of April now, and as often happens, we got a surprise April snowstorm this past week. It started snowing, I think it was, Thursday, Friday afternoon, and then into the evening, big flakes of snow coming down, beautiful, really, all the snow sticking to the limbs of the trees, made for a gorgeous setting here in the woods of Maine. I built a fire in the wood stove, as we have been all winter long, maybe some of the last fires and last snow of the year. It's springtime, and we're hanging out, isolating ourselves, and trying to stay well, and I hope you are too. Here's a beautiful tune from a musician I've always respected, someone who lived in another cold part of the country, Minnesota. This is the artist formerly known as Prince with a tune, beautiful tune called Sometimes It Snows in April.
Tracy died soon after a long-fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last tear. I guess he's better off than he was before. Whole lot better off than the fools he left here. I used to cry for Tracy 'cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. Tracy, 'cause I want to see him again. But sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. And all good things they say never last. Springtime was always my favorite time of year. Time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, afraid to die, unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized no one could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. I often dream of heaven, and I know that Tracy's there. I know that he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending, but all good things they say never last. But all good things they say never last. Love, it isn't love until it's had. Thank you.
Lonely City, Lonely Streets from the late, great Bill Withers. This was from a recording I actually found on YouTube. Not a lot of information other than the date was 1972. You might want to go check that out on YouTube. Interesting one-hour four-piece without an audience, but a live recording by Bill Withers and his band back in 1972, Lonely City, Lonely Streets. Of course, Bill Withers, soul icon, R&B musician whose music takes on new meaning today as people walk the empty and lonely streets of this country. Bill Withers passed away of COVID-19 on March 30, 2020, about 14 days ago now. He was 82 years old. And, of course, he left us with a great collection of original music that will live on for generations to come. Well, on another note, this past week, it was Easter weekend. For some, an important religious time of year. For others, marking of spring, new life. I was reminded of a particular Easter weekend spent here on Outlaw Ridge with two musicians who happened to wander into our lives for a month, one spring, years ago now. We met these two Siberian musicians at an open mic night put on by a friend at a local bar in Auburn, Maine. They happened to be passing through the area and were looking for a place to maybe share some music. Well, let's just say that was a memorable night for Rockin' Randy and his tribe, the night we met these two guys. The two young men were touring the college circuit and happened to land in Maine during the Easter weekend. I asked Yuri and Artum where they were going to spend their holiday weekend, and they said they had no plans. They were literally living out of a rented car and hotel rooms. But that was how we came to wake up one Easter morning with a terrific vodka hangover, while Artum stood outside in the spring air playing beautiful Russian ballads on his violin. These two musicians call themselves the Two Siberians. I just want to read a couple of lines from their album Out of the Woods, A Work in Progress, which is what they had with them at the time that they were traveling and selling the CDs for $10 a pop out of the back of the car. The CD liner reads, "The Siberians are from Irkutsk," sorry about the pronunciation, "a small city north of Mongolia, a half dozen time zones east of Moscow. They recently surprised an American acquaintance who they met at a Moscow gig with the following news. Quote, we just arrived at Kennedy Airport. We arrived to our dream to play music in America. Yuri Matyeviev and Artum Yakashenko conjure music that is unlike any other, spirited, lyrical, original, and powerful. It's a sound that is uniquely their own." Indeed, part of my musical history and what makes music so powerful for me personally, you meet people like this who have been playing music all their lives from interesting places in the world, and you can learn so much about yourself and about others through the language of music, really. So Yuri plays the guitar, a strong acoustic guitar that, of course, is amplified here. And Artyom plays the electric violin, something that he had just really begun experimenting with not too much before we first met these two brilliant and interesting gentlemen from Siberia. This is their tune called Outpost Radio, and indeed you're hearing this only on WOOD, the true Outpost Radio from the woods of Maine. This is Rockin' Randy. I hope you enjoy.
За дверью каждый рады вам всем.
дом, это Русь, где ко мне девчонка босиком бежит, где легко и звонко жизнь хочу прожить, где душой с природой полностью сольюсь. Это там, где я родился, это Русь. Это там, где мой дом, это
the Bumper Jacksons, a band out of Northern Maryland featuring the vocals of Jess Elliott Mayer, the niece of a good friend of mine, Peter, who gave me the CD. This is from their self-released CD, Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, Come On In. A most appropriate tune here on the Ridge. When I get low, I get high. And this is Rockin' Randy getting high on life during this historic period of isolation. You're listening to our third show in the series, Pandemic Music to Live By. So before the Bumper Jacksons, we heard a beautiful a cappella song performed by a most interesting group of musicians from Russia and the Ukraine. They perform under the collective title Leonid and Friends. This is another YouTube musical phenomenon that I've run across in the past year. The song that we heard is titled, the English interpretation is entitled, This is Rus, This is Russia. And listen to the lyrics of the first two stanzas of this most beautiful a cappella tune that we heard. where the morning dew is covering the grass, where the lakes are pure and sparkling like blue eyes, where my happy soul can scream with no excuse. That's my precious mother country. This is Rus. Where the flowers bloom around the crystal stream, where you'll find a room in any house for free, where I gather strength in what my soul pursues. That's the place I was born. This is Rus. Beautiful lyrics interpreted from the Russian language. This particular tune, This is Rus, I understand is much like maybe our version of America the Beautiful. It's a song that most Russians grow up learning to sing. And that was a beautiful rendition of that by Leonid and Friends. Check it out if you like the band, the American band Chicago. You may want to check out his YouTube channel, Leonid and Friends, as they cover a variety of the Chicago originals in a studio in Moscow. It's pretty riveting, in my opinion, video and music to watch on the YouTube channel. Well, thanks again to all our listeners who have reached out and checked in over the past week. This is our new paradigm, digital hugs and, you know, virtual FaceTime gatherings with family and friends. People seem to be hanging in there and finding new ways to connect with one another. And I hope this radio show is connecting some dots for you as well. I played a couple of original tunes last week, and people really loved what they were hearing. Got some great feedback from the show. So keep it going. Keep sending music and stay in touch. Let me know what you're doing, what you're listening to. Maybe I can share some of that with our listeners here on Pandemic Music to Live By. Here's a brand new tune from a musical friend who's close to home. He lives in New Gloucester, Maine, the next town over. His name is Todd Burrows. Todd, among other things, is our fungi master. A group of us gather yearly in the spring to inoculate oak logs with shiitake mushroom spores. And Todd was the master behind this group experience. It's been going on for years. We so enjoy the experience together. We have a big party afterwards and enjoy each other's company in the spring. But Todd's been instrumental in helping us cultivate these shiitake mushrooms that we enjoy year-round here in the woods of Maine. Todd's also a talented musician, and I've jammed with him many times. Always love playing music with Todd. He's got a, you know, personal recording set up in his home, probably much like we have here at the expansive Standing Oak Media Studios. Todd sent me a tune this week he's calling An Old Memory of You. He tells me that the music's baritone uke and melodica recorded with a microphone, and that the rhythm tracks are processed low frequencies of the uke track and a recording of something made by NASA, which is apparently what the Earth sounds like. And he has no idea how that was recorded, but he took the sound of the Earth from NASA and mixed it in with this interesting tune. Again, he's calling it An Old Memory of You. Thanks, Todd. Stay well. Oh.
Thank you.
So Jorge, a great Brazilian musician from São Paulo, one of the largest cities in the world. So Jorge, story goes, was pretty much a street thug in favelas on the outskirts of São Paulo in Brazil. And his music eventually won over, and he became a musician, performer, who stepped out of the poverty of the favela, and his real first claim to some recognition was that he produced the soundtrack for Life Aquatic, and if you get a chance, that's also a great album where he sings a bunch of David Bowie tunes acoustically, really fun. But I like this album. This is from his 2005 album, Crew. Check it out, beautiful. Before that, another great Brazilian musician and percussionist known as Erto. And that was a tune called San Francisco River. I first came across Erto from a record that I picked up in the early 1980s working in a record store. And this album, Fingers, had just come out, and we had a copy in the store. I put it on the turntable, and I've been a fan ever since. Brilliant and really interesting artist with a lot of music over the years, and it's all very interesting, percussion-based. He's from the interior of Brazil originally, and it's interesting music. Hope you enjoyed it. So you're listening to WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By with your host, Rockin' Randy. I hope you've enjoyed the music today. Maybe it's given you some inspiration, as music often does. Maybe it's moved your listening into some new areas of music. We started the show today with some great Russian music, and this last set, of course, featured two Brazilian musicians. We're going to finish out the final set of the show today with some music that in some ways blurs the lines between regional genres and gets to the heart of the musical experience as one that is truly universal, and I believe that. I'm fortunate to have a very talented composer-musician in my life for the past 10 years or more. He's based in Winooski, Vermont, outside of Burlington. He's a dear friend and officially my son-in-law, Jeffrey Kim. Jeff teaches music at UVM in Burlington and has fronted a local band for over 17 years in the area called Guagua. Guagua is often referred to as the local buses that run through Mexico, South America. It's also, guagua is referred to as a percussion instrument that's used in Cuba sometimes. Guagua is a small Latin jazz combo that Jeff's put together, and they perform throughout the Burlington area, often at a cool club in town called the Radio Bean. If you've ever find yourself in Burlington, check out Radio Bean's great place to hear music and catch a very eclectic, cool scene. They mostly perform original Latin jazz music that Jeff and another member of the band often compose and usually lead. Jeff leads with his masterful guitar playing. He's really a master on the guitar and the tres, the Latin American smaller version of the guitar. We're going to listen to the song Squibble that Jeff composed and performs with his band. It's described in the liner notes of the CD as an Afro-Cuban 6-8, that's the time, I think, with a pentatonic melody and an altered minor blues form. There you go. This is an example, again, of music that is really universal. It might sound Latin to you, but again, performed by a band in of all places, Burlington, Vermont, and led by my good friend and son-in-law, Jeff Kim. Check it out. Hope you're doing well, Jeff. Take care of that family. Love you, man.